Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. We are having a few technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, and Selena is ready to come on now.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. And tonight we're going to explore spring renewal rituals. Because our blog talk technical issues are kind of ongoing, I want to start off our podcast tonight to let you know about resources for celebrating spring, including spring rituals and meditations. We have a variety of things under celebrating seasons at the Circle Sanctuary website, circlesanctuary.org. And that's a place where you can get ideas for rituals and meditations, some lore and traditions. As spring comes on, there's different ways to celebrate it, and tonight we're going to take a look at celebrating with spring renewal rituals. And part of what can enhance rituals is to work with chants, to work with images, to work with sacred symbols and forms. I begin with a chant that created 5 years ago as part of our celebrations of spring. Powers of springtime, inspire us. Powers of springtime, refresh us. Powers of springtime, transform us. Powers of springtime, of we can attune to those powers of springtime to help us renewing ourselves, our households and circles of loved ones, our communities, this planet, and that greater circle of life of which we are a part. I'm going to share with you some categories of spring renewal rituals. Some of these over the centuries, and some of them are more new in their traditional roots. Spring cleaning. This is something that's been around for hundreds and most likely thousands of years. We know from ancient Rome and the written sources there that the entire month of February prior to spring equinox coming was a time of cleansing. In fact, the name February comes from the Latin februa, meaning to cleanse. Spring cleaning itself can be a ritual, and there are different forms of spring cleaning. Perhaps the one that most people are familiar with and do some form of it is the spring cleaning of one's own home. And this can take the form of thoroughly washing down floors and walls, doing vacuuming and sweeping, and not only removing the physical debris that is accumulated over the winter months, but energetically prepare the dwelling for the warmer months. One of my favorite spring cleaning rituals is that of airing the house. And this takes the form of opening the front door and opening windows, opening other doors in the place, and propping the doors and the windows open. It's best done on a warm day and a day where there is some wind, and to let the air flow through the entire dwelling. This can work in a smaller place besides a house. It can work in a studio apartment. It can work with a camper. The idea is to have an air exchange. And it can be really fabulous to combine this airing out of the home by also kindling some cleansing incense, such as frankincense, sandalwood, rosemary, white sage, garden sage. There's a variety of purifying incenses that have been used in connection with home blessings, with personal cleansing rites, and it could be a simple thing as kindling a joss stick near the front door and letting not only the fresh air move through the dwelling, but to also let the incense waft through. You can actually see the currents of air as it moves through the home. Another favorite ritual that I do that is about spring renewal of one's dwelling place and those that dwell there is to do the spring cleaning of the threshold. This is going to the front door of one's home. And here again, it works best if it is a warm, it doesn't have to be a hot day, but a warm, sunny day, and take soap and water, some other cleaning agent, and washing the door and the door jams, and then completing this spring renewal ritual by putting some decoration on the front door or nearby. That's a sign of spring. Doing a thorough home blessing on or near spring equinox is something that is done in a variety of traditions. In this case, one may want to do a blessing with each of the five elements of nature, scattering small bits of an earth symbol such as salt in corners of rooms to represent the cleansing of earth. Take a wand or a rhythm instrument around the place or a lit candle in a jar as a symbol of fire, blessing and protecting the home. Going around the home with a chalice of fresh water, spring water, blessed water, and anointing each of the rooms with some drops of water. And then to take a symbol of spirit. It might be sounding a bell. It may be carrying a crystal or crystal wand around. It may be singing to infuse the blessed home with a divine presence and celebrate the spirit of the home. And at the conclusion of the home blessing ritual, to either renew whatever the house guardian symbol is. Some people put a pinnacle, for example, made of wood or metal above the front door, or a Bridget's cross, or some other symbol, or it might be a Pennsylvania Dutch hex sign to bless the home. It might symbols can be used in connection with home blessing. So you may already have one, in which case you would culminate the ceremony with a re-energizing of that symbol. You might put up a new symbol. So spring cleaning ceremonies are ancient and very much contemporary, a powerful way to renew one's habitat for springtime. If you are someone who gardens and there is a garden near your house, in your front yard, your backyard, or perhaps around the house, doing some work for gardening preparations, another really powerful spring renewal ritual. Certainly, clearing away the debris from the winter, old stalks of plants, cutting them off and taking them away from the garden. Some people will burn their garden debris in some kind of outdoor container if burning is permitted. Removing mulch after the get well above the freezing point, removing the mulch of leaves or straw or hay or other items from around the various plants that are perennials to allow those plants to seek the fresh air and sunlight, have better access to rain when it happens. So having a whole renewal of garden spaces is another powerful springtime renewal ceremony. Connected with this, planting the garden for the coming year. And some people begin this well before spring equinox comes. And, of course, this depends on what climate zone you're in and when your last frost is. I'm up here in the Northlands in Wisconsin. So for our spring equinox, we call our festival Welcome Spring because we get the early signs of spring on or about March 21st, and it really starts warming up by the time Beltane comes around at the beginning of May. Being able to plant seedlings, and many people will do this as part of a spring ritual in preparation for taking those seedlings outside as the land gets warmer. In addition to gardening preparation spring renewal rituals, there are ways to do spring renewal for yourself. And one way is to make time to center yourself, do some journaling, do some reflection. What are things that you are ready to let go of as you move into the growing season of plants and creatures? How would you like to grow as spring comes on? A really old tradition connected with personal spring renewal is that of taking on new clothes. Indeed, in the mid-20th century, as I was growing up, I know in connection with the celebration of Easter, there has been the taking on of a new Easter bonnet for young women, Easter clothes for men and women, and the idea of starting the springtime world and getting some nice clothing to wear, and not only to religious services and special events, but and getting portraits taken. Doing a cleansing bath as part of personal spring renewal can be relaxing and energizing both. Many people like to create a tea from some renewing herbs such as lavender flowers, mint leaves, dried or fresh, rose petals, and bringing water to a boil, putting the ingredients in the cauldron, turning off the water, stirring it around, chanting for renewal, covering it, steeping it, straining the herb leaves and flowers out of the solution, letting it cool a bit, and then adding it to drawn bath water, kindling some candles in the bathroom, and then allowing oneself to soak in the tub. Now, for people that prefer to do showers rather than more soaking ritual baths, there's a way to do this using a shower. And some people will take a Muslim bag and put some herbs in that and will tie it near the shower head. Or what some people prefer is to spritz some water that contains essential oils into a shower area, and then to do the shower. So another way of cleansing not only oneself physically, but doing a spiritual cleansing and a renewal. Putting away winter things, not only winter clothing, but winter items, that's a rite of spring. That's connected with renewal. Putting away things of winter and pulling out things that one will need for the coming spring. Putting away those heavy winter coats and taking out some light jackets that can be used on cooler springtime nights. Another spring renewal ritual type is what I call looking for signs of spring. This typically takes the form of going to a natural place where there's creatures and plants in abundance. But this can actually be done wherever you dwell. It can take the form of walking down the street or road where your dwelling is located, walking around the neighborhood, going to a local park, or it can take the form of going to a rural area, a more rural park, going with the intention of looking for signs of spring and celebrating those signs of spring, attuning to the signs of spring, and having that powerful imagery and interactions be part of your own personal process of attuning to spring as it comes on and renewing self. One sign of spring is that of changing weather patterns. And indeed, here in Wisconsin, we've already had several very wonderful warm spring days, even though we aren't officially at spring yet. And being able to go out into the sunshine on one of those warm days and to spot plants that are starting to appear up through the ground in the garden and off in the forest where I live, it's a wonderful sight to behold, to meditate and connect with those plants that are sprouting anew, and to recognize that within ourselves we also have that capability. In addition to looking for signs of plant life, the greening of the land, the budding of trees, the reemergence of perennial flowers and herbs and grasses and other types of plants, paying attention to animal life. An old tradition of looking for the sign of spring, which for many people is a kind of personal renewal ritual, is that of looking at what's known as the spring harbingers, and one of them is the robin. When do you see your first robin? When you see the robin, give yourself a few moments to pause and celebrate that, and know that spring is on its way. Here in Wisconsin, the red-winged blackbird and the eastern bluebird are other harbingers of spring. And when they appear, that is a great cause for rejoicing. In addition to these types of spring signs, certainly as one is journeying through social media, journeying through one's neighborhood, a number of people will decorate their homes with spring symbols. And in social media, as spring equinox approaches, many people will start sharing their signs of spring, will put photographs and memes and spring poetry. And as you see these virtual kinds of spring signs, it can be an opportunity to take a few moments, appreciate it, take it in, give yourself permission to take a few moments and dwell on these signs of spring in the decorative realm, the virtual realm. Something that I have done as part of spring renewal rituals involves divination. In particular, I do work with dreams. And as springtime comes on, I pay close attention to my dreams and do some dream work in which I assess what may be happening, interactions happening within the dream state. I give myself permission and create time to do journaling around that, meditation, and ritual around that. That's a sign from the deep self that renewal is unfolding. Some other ways of doing divination is to do a reading for spring renewal. Some prefer to use oracle cards or rune stones or tarot cards. There are a variety of different divination tools. One tarot card technique that I have found helpful for springtime, and I've adapted it for other times of the year as well, is to do a three-card spread, to shuffle the cards with the intention of having guidance for spring renewal. And then, as one feels that the cards are in the right order, to draw a card for the past, put it face down, one for the present, face down, and one for the future, face down. And then, beginning with the one for the past, turn it over and reflect on that card. What are things from the past that I can learn from as I do my spring renewal? Reflecting on that, and I find it really helpful when I'm doing readings for myself to have my journal available that I not only note what cards have come up and the day that I have done the reading, but the focus of the reading and my interpretation and guidance that has come from each card. Then, turning over the card for the present, reflecting on what guidance it gives about me in the here and now. What's going on with me, and how can I work with that for personal renewal? And then for the card for the future, what is some guidance specifically about renewing myself that I need to look into as I move into the springtime? After reflecting on each of the cards individually, then spending some time looking at the three cards as a narrative, seeing how they relate to each other, and calling to mind the guidance from each of the meditations from each of the cards, and following that with what I call the action plan, is to write down at least three things that one gathers from the reading that are steps, actual practical steps that one can do to do spring renewal. And in concluding, giving thanks for the guidance that you've received, and then returning the cards to its deck and your deck to whatever special place where you keep your divination tools. Another way to do personal renewal for springtime is taking in a spring tonic. One of my favorite spring tonics is drinking lemon balm tea. And as fresh shoots of lemon balm come up, I clip a few leaves from a variety of different plants and get a few handfuls. I grow a lot of lemon balm around my house. Or if I want to have a spring tonic and there's still snow on the ground and the plants haven't started coming up yet, I will take some dried lemon balm that I have. I'll bring water up to a boil, turn off the heat, then put in the lemon balm. And as I stir it in the cauldron, I project the intention of spring renewal, good health and well-being. And then I will cover the cauldron, let it steep for a time, and then to strain out the tea and take some of it warm, and then to chill the rest of it, knowing I can either drink it as a spring tonic that's cool, or that I can reheat it and use it to help cleanse, nurture, and invigorate myself for the springtime season. A lemon balm is a compliment, and this also can work in combination with peppermint, spearmint, other types of mint. Or if you don't have lemon balm available, any type of mint that's fragrant and in good shape, dried or fresh, can be used. The idea of taking a spring tonic is something that does go back to ancient times and a number of green witch and folk traditions. One may dig some roots, comfrey roots, dandelion roots, and make a decoction. In this case, you actually cleanse the roots and then you cut them up and you boil them rather than just steep the tea. Different types of herbs have been used for spring tonics, and the idea of taking an herbal tea at the beginning of spring, making it from fresh greens if you can, eating fresh greens, all of this not only has a psychological and a spiritual benefit for oneself, but it also helps renew the body, both cleansing and springtime. A really powerful personal spring renewal ceremony is that of cleansing your home altar. Some people will do this every every month as part of a new moon blessing, or may do it every Sabbath for the beginnings and midpoints of each of the seasonal changes. But doing a spring clean on your altar, and not only cleansing it, rearranging it, renewing it, but putting one or more spring symbols on your altar is a wonderful way to bring spring renewal into spiritual practice by having a physical symbol of this cleansing work that's been done, this renewing work that has been done. Doing meditations are really wonderful ways of doing spring renewal. And often these meditations are done in connection with a ritual of divine alignment, doing a ceremony specifically honoring one or more forms of the divine in a springtime guise. Now, some deities are linked specifically with springtime or have a facet connected with the spring. Goddesses, gods, nature spirits, working with the elementals, all of these, which can be part of attuning to and working with in spiritual practice throughout the year, can play a really important role as one does spring renewal. The goddess Ostara is one of those divinities. Some people name the spring equinox Sabbat Ostara. Now, we know about her roots. She is a goddess of springtime, and in some traditions, the goddess of dawn. Her worship goes back to ancient pagan, Germanic, and Saxon cultures. Wiccans, heathens, and other pagans of a variety of spiritual paths and places honor her at and near spring equinox time. She's also known as Ostara and Easter in Old English, and the Christian holiday of Easter once was that have sprung up in the 21st century have been using her as a divinity that's central to spring equinox ceremonies and personal community and household ceremonies of renewal. There are some other divinities. The green god, the green man, the green goddess, the green woman, the green spirit. These images represent greening of nature. And some may call on the green god and the green goddess as part of personal and community spring renewal ceremonies. For those whose divinity work is rooted in classical Greek and Roman paganism, many people will work with Persephone story. Persephone, also known by her maiden name of Kore, who descends into the underworld, the realm of Hades, or Pluto, amongst the Romans, and who spends the winter months there and then reemerges in the springtime as a symbol of the resurrection and renewal of life. Every tradition has a renewal component and divinities that have renewal aspects. The deity that I have worked the most with for community springtime ceremonies is the goddess Ostara. We don't know much about the goddess Ostara. The venerable Bede, a monk back in the Dark Ages, recorded her name and talked about a whole month being devoted to her at springtime. And how we come to know her name has come from that written source. Many people have been working with her and developing her lore and symbology. Many people say that the Easter Bunny is really an Ostara hare. Now, some others say that actually the Easter Bunny or Easter hare really has only been around for a few hundred years. Certainly, there are some tales that date back to at least as far back as the 17th century. And yet, the Easter Bunny, the Easter hare, the Ostara hare, is very much part of contemporary paganism today, as well as secular celebrations of the Easter holiday as a spring holiday, as well as Ostara as Easter has given her name to the Christian Easter holiday, and the Easter Bunny and eggs are very much part of those Easter celebrations in many households. So the Easter Bunny baskets and colored eggs that have been part of springtime and Easter celebrations in America, Europe, and other parts of the world seem to be very connected with Ostara, her lore and symbology, and whether that dates back hundreds and hundreds of years or really is a result of the re-emergence, the renewal of paganism, I'll leave it up to you to explore further. Over the years, I have created and guided Goddess Ostara meditations as part of our Welcome Spring Festival, as part of some full moon ceremonies, classes, and workshops. And I am going to guide the latest form of my Ostara meditation. This is, can be done as part of a group ceremony. It can also be done as a personal journey. So if you're in a place where you can actually do the meditation, I invite you now to be comfortable, center yourself, take some deep, slow breaths to relax, to use the sound of my voice and the wisdom self within you to work together to guide you on this journey. So be in a comfortable, safe, and quiet place. Concentrate the place where you are at. There's different ways of doing that, but tonight I invite you to envision a beautiful, protective circle of radiant white light around you, as a way of blessing the space and centering yourself. Close your eyes, relax more, take deep, slow breaths to center yourself. Now journey inward. Imagine that you are in a hilly countryside. Imagine that it's just before dawn, at the beginning of springtime. Have a sense of the land. And as you attune to the land, you have a sense that land is nearing the end of its wintertime slumber. experience yourself in this pre-dawn rural hilly place. And now turn to the east. And as you do, you will see a soft glow starting to form the eastern horizon directly east, because at equinox time, the sun rises directly in the east. Look for the sun as it begins to rise, moving from first light to first sight of the sun rising up. Rays of light shimmer onto the land and into the sky. Now experience the beautiful colors of light that are dawning as the sun rises. Be with this. Experience the renewal of new day and of the land responding to this. As you are with the beauty and the magic of rising sun, of colored sky, of spring emerging. And now, as the glowing disk of the sun becomes visible above the hills that you are looking at in the east, you see the goddess Ostara. She appears on the land in the distance in the east. Like the sun, she radiates. She glows. She is beginning to move toward you. You not only see her light and the light of the sun illuminating the land. As she moves towards you, you see that the land is awakened with new life. The land is greening. The land is renewing. And you draw that renewing power into yourself as you honor her and await her approach. As she draws closer, you see her coming towards you in the form of a beautiful maiden. You see her radiant face, and you see her dressed in a flowing gown, the colors of dawn. She is carrying a golden woven basket. And as she comes closer, you see that it's filled with beautiful colored eggs, each unique. And beside her, you see her companion, a frisky, magical rabbit, a rabbit. They come closer and closer to you, and that you see with each step that they take that the land around them bursts into new life. Not only grows green, but flowers start springing up on the land, and trees start budding and blossoming. New grasses sprout from the ground. Herbs emerge and flourish. Trees not only sprout buds and blossoms, but new leaves. Spring is coming and being present. You call out a welcome to Ostara and her companion rabbit. You call out a welcome to the spring that they are bringing. As you meet face to face, you see that the goddess Ostara and the rabbit are both smiling a wonderful welcome to you. Ostara then holds her golden basket towards you and invites you to choose one of these eggs that are in it as a gift of spring and renewal. You know each egg is differently colored and patterned. You see the beautiful array of choices. As you gaze at the eggs in the golden basket that's offered to you by Ostara, you feel drawn to one of the eggs more than the others. You select it. Now you hold that egg that you've selected in both of your hands. You feel its renewing power flowing into you. Now look at the color and you consider what the color means to you. You are tuning into that color.
I'm on line one.
And as I'm guiding this meditation, I'm having the opportunity to continue to celebrate the color. So as you focus on the color and consider what that color means to you, feel the power of that color or colors flowing into you. Ostara then invites you to ask the sacred egg to give you a message about personal growth. You ask this and then are quiet as you pay attention to whatever words, symbols, sensations, impressions, and or other forms of message emerge. Reflect for a few moments on what comes to you. Ostara now invites you to take this sacred egg and its power of new growth and renewal into yourself. You hold it to your heart, and as you do this, you absorb it into your being. You experience the renewal of springtime. You radiate vitality. Be immersed in this experience. Now, as you continue to experience vitality and renewal within you, you prepare to end this meditative journey. You reflect once more on the color and message of the sacred egg. Then you bid Ostara and her rabbit companion farewell for now. Knowing that they continue to live within your consciousness to guide you in your springtime growth. When you feel ready, take several deep, slow breaths to aid you in returning to waking consciousness. Then slowly rise, stretch, and orient to the here and now, as you carry with you the memory of your experiences on the journey you have just completed. take a few moments now or in the near future and note down your experiences, including guidance you received for personal growth. Now let the vitality of spring renewal continue to be with you as you go about your daily life and into the springtime. Be thankful to Ostara and her companion rabbit. Be thankful for the divine as one in many that you work with in your own personal spiritual practice. You may want to create a sketch or an image of the egg that you envisioned during this spring renewal Ostara meditation. Or you may actually do a hard-boiled egg coloring project and actually physically color an egg and place it on your altar as a reminder of your connection with Ostara in this inner journey. In closing, we've covered a variety of different ways of renewing yourself with spring. I'd like to share with you some additional chants that you might find helpful as part of personal practice. Renovate, rejuvenate, innovate, invigorate. Renovate, rejuvenate, innovate, invigorate. A spring renewal chant. A new life chant. New life around us, new life within us. New life around us, new life within us. And as you do that chant, you celebrate the new life all around you. Ideally, you're in a natural environment, but you can have it be a virtual or meditative environment and celebrate that renewal and that new life around you as well as within you. One of my first chants that I have created for use in personal and group practice for personal renewal at springtime is the Spring Forth chant. New life spring forth, new life spring forth, new life spring forth, rise in me. New life spring forth, new life spring forth, new life spring forth, rise in me. And in doing this chant, I'm extending one's hands out and drawing the new life up within yourself and all around you. A fun chant and one that you can speed up and really feel the new life coming through you. And in conclusion, my welcome spring chant. On this eve of spring equinox 2020, we honor the fertile earth. We honor the warming breezes. We honor the waxing light. We honor the nurturing rain. Welcome spring, new life to bring to land, to us, to all. Welcome spring, rebirth we sing, within and round us all. I wish you a wonderful springtime, a blessed spring equinox, a magical springtime season. Thank you all for listening to Spring Renewal Rituals. This is Selena Fox, and you've been listening to Nature Spirituality on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. And now in the last few moments of our podcast tonight, I invite you all to get informed about what Circle Sanctuary is doing to celebrate spring this year. Go to the Circle Sanctuary website. You'll get information about spring events, and I have an online guide for celebrating the seasons. We have a variety of different podcasts that are all connected with spring. And in March 2020, spring equinox happens on the evening of March 19th. So I invite you to tune in to our network tomorrow night, March 19th, for Moon Magic, when David and Jeanette Ewing will be doing a spring equinox ritual. And then on Sunday, March 22nd, I will have an encore presentation of a spring equinox rite that I did a number of years ago. For the first time ever, on Saturday, March 21st, we are having our Welcome Spring Festival online. The way to join us is to like and follow the Circle Sanctuary Facebook page. We're going to be doing a series of Welcome Spring Festival events through Facebook Live streaming at a variety of different locations with a variety of different presenters. And we are doing our Welcome Spring Festival online as a way of continuing to hold our event, even though the circumstances in America in March 2020 are such that people are not allowed to gather as part of a way of reducing the spread of the coronavirus. I also have coming up in April, on April 6th, a full moon circle, a magical eggs full moon circle. So if you would like to experience yet another personal renewal ritual in a group context, I'm going to be doing a Zoom gathering full moon circle. Since we won't be meeting face-to-face, we'll be meeting in cyberspace. Find out more about Circle Sanctuary at our website, circlesanctuary.org. You can find out more about our CSNP events at the website and on our Facebook page, CSN Podcast. So like and follow that so you can stay informed of all the different podcasts and the shows that we have throughout each month. Thank you all for listening, and if you have feedback for me about our spring renewals time tonight, I invite you to put your comments on my main Facebook page under the post for this podcast. I'm at Selena Fox Updates on Facebook and on Instagram, Selena Fox, on YouTube, Selena Fox, and on Twitter, Selena_Fox. Wishing you all a healthy, joyous, renewing springtime. Blessed be.
Thank you, Mother, for the earth that is your body. Thank you, Mother, for the earth that is your body. Thank you, Mother, for the earth that is your body. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Mother, for the air that is your sweet breath. Thank you, Mother, for the air that is your sweet breath. Thank you, Mother, for the air that is your sweet breath. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Thank you, Mother, for the fire of your spirit. Thank you, Mother, for the fire of your spirit. Thank you, Mother, for the fire of your spirit. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Thank you, Mother, for your love. For the water of your sacred womb. Thank you, Mother, for the water of your sacred womb. Thank you, Mother, for the water of your sacred womb. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Thank you, Mother, for your love. Thank you, sky.
Thank you, sky.
Thank you, ground.
Thank you, ground.
Thank you, Mother, won't you spin me around?
Won't you spin me
thank
around?
You, sky.
Spin me
thank you,
around.
Ground. Thank you, Mother, won't you spin
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.